He's teaching now, and I am. This is very good organized for speaking because I'm after him, so I can always imagine that I am his lab assistant. And this is exactly an exercise or an example. Example of few pages that you explain, not the whole, not the whole idea. I'm going to talk about one of applications, what Winfried says. I remember last year in Saskatoon, we promised that we are going to do this, and we did, fortunately, and so it works. So this time we are going to talk about two cues in a more general setting, which means that we have two cues. That's I would like to explain on this lousy picture. What happened? Oh, okay. We have two Q. My two Q is like that. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry. We have arrival. This is the first station, and this is the second station. So this is why we call it most one of the most general setting, because now this time somebody could come in from outside, ignoring the first line. And somebody could go out also after finishing. Also, these two stations can move when one is idle. The last thing that we add to our project was also after one finished the whole system, again, he could come back to the system again and increasing the arrival rate for this project. So this is the whole idea. So we think that this is most general setting of two queue, sequential queue. And these are assumptions that we have now two queues. As usual, these are all well known. So arrivals are Poisson with rate lambda 1 and lambda 2, and first server and the second server both exponential with rate mu 1 and mu 2. And the line of server 2 is limited to n minus 1, and I am going to explain why this time we assume n minus 1, not n. Is already there, including the space for service. Yes. I'm blocking. Yeah, we have also blocked. Marvin, can I have light this off somehow? It's not clear. Thank you. Somewhere is light is. Oh, it's sun. Oh, okay. I cannot do very much for that sun. Okay, no. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So now this is description of the model. So after service with server one is completed, the customer leaves the network with probability P. Well, this is what I meant by after finishing with probability P, and he moves to server 2 with probability 1 minus P. So I would, if I want to explain this is going to be like that. So this is like P and continuing 1 minus P, and this is U 1 minus 1, 1 minus U, whatever, it doesn't matter, U there and 1 minus U the other. So this is a kind of consideration. Then similarly, as I said, after finish server 2, then there is a probability continuing or coming back to the system again. And the last one is also when server 1 is idle, then moves and helps server 2 and vice versa, and changing the rate of service. So this is the model. And now how we attack this model to, yes. Yeah, this is another consideration. Did I mention what? Here. Also, we have considered the case where all n minus 1 space of line 2 are taken, which is buffer is full, right? Then in this case, no arrivals from outside can join, neither from that outside or from the line 1. But since line 2 has no space left, they remain in server 1, blocking the server and preventing any service completion, right? But then after service. And then this is not what we want. So what we did here to solve this problem, we assume that when the line 2 reaches n minus 1, then the probability of a customer leaving the network is no longer P, but is more than P, which is T. So we change our variable from P to T to resolve this problem. So in this case, it is convenient, as we mentioned, that for resolving this problem, so we can assume that the buffer, the length of the buffer is n plus 1. Okay, now the idea, the problem is, as Winfried said before, we would like to find the equilibrium probabilities. This is the problem. And now setting the matrices. These are what we did. The matrices are a little bit different from what we had before and what Steve and Winfried, they had in their paper. Actually, this project is close to Steve and Winfried rather than myself and Winfried. So again, this is the matrix like what Winfried says. The problem here on the top Q00, we have Q01 instead of Q0 because this time Q01 is different from Q1 because of this consideration, and I'll show you what is the difference. So Q1 is lambda 1 in the diagonal, and the difference between the other cases, now here we have this lower diagonal, we have this mu 2, and we have to multiply by 1 minus u, as this is the probability that the customer go back to the system again, with this probability 1 minus u. So this is the first consideration. So this Q1 will solve our first option, first feature that we are looking for. Second thing is this Q0, of course, Q0 in the main diagonal, you have all minus, we don't care about that, has to be. Lambda 2 is arrival, rate of arrival in the second for the buffer from outside. So this is also, this lambda 2 also get our second option, that we are looking for somebody outside of the, not ignoring the first line. And mu 2 also indicates that u mu 2 is going the system outside. So we have all of these options in these matrices. And I explain here what is D1, D2, D3, whatever, just for abbreviation. And here Q01, as I mentioned before, Q01 was the top matrix here. And I said that Q01 is different from Q1. So this matrix over top. Now Q01 is here. Change mu 2 into mu 4. Why? Because now when the first server is idle, so he goes and helps the second server, so mu 2 is going to be changed by mu 4, and of course mu 4 is bigger than mu 2, bigger than a record. So this is also a moving position. And finally, q minus 1. Not finally yet. This is a little bit, this one was really the most, I mean, for me as a pure mathematician, these are very excited for me that understand these things in applied. So here, as you see, this Q minus 1 explain everything that about T, N minus 1. So if you look at the N minus 1 row, so we consider T because now it's not anymore P because of this blocking position. And when X is 0, when X is 0, we have P mu 3 on the main diagonal. And Q is, here Q is 1 minus P. So P is the probability of going out of the system after the first service. These are all explanation of Q minus 1. Well, I should put all together to see. Well, these are all why we have this Q minus 1, this 4. So this actually shows that all of features that we have desired are in this Q minus 1 and all of these block matrices. Now, when we finish with this model and mathematical formation, now we have to set up the equations to solve these equilibrium probabilities. So in this case, it's a little bit complicated. Well, I have to mention also Q00 also. So Q00, as you see, we have lambda 2 here, but there is no lambda 2 here anymore because in the n minus 1 and n, there is nothing happened. And here we have also mu 4 because of arrival in the first server. So this completes explained our model. And now we have to solve this model. We have to solve this equilibrium equation. And I guess Winfried mentioned these equations. So here the difference between previous situation, we have now two initial conditions. Before we had only one initial condition. Now we have two initial conditions, which is the first and second equation. And the last equation is just a recursive equation. Then as usual, we can solve this by letting pi n to be gxn, and the same notation as Winfried explained. Now the goal is to solve gqx in terms of g and x. Yeah. Yeah, x is a scalar. Okay. Thank you. Now, expansion is a little bit chilly here. It's different, a little bit different. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 equations. So the first two equations I consider as initial, again, initial condition equation. And the middle one is a recursive equation, and these two, we use these two to get the last equation. And the rest is, as long as you have this equation, the rest is just calculation. It's just paper calculation and the other calculation. So what we did here, we for solving this equation, so we use again a general concept of difference equation by letting gi to be yi minus 1 in this time, because we had two initial conditions, so we had to change I into I minus 1. The exponent has to be I minus 1 in order to use both of initial conditions. And then we solve this quadratic equation, and here when we get two solutions, of course, this is easy, but here compared with the previous consideration that we had only one feature or at most two feature, we have n minus 1 again here. So this is crucial things that Winfried, I guess he told me that we should do this. Yeah? Okay. Then, now I have 3 minutes left. Yeah. Then after that is the matter of calculation, and as usual, I am a pure mathematician, and I usually make lots of mistakes in calculation, I spend lots of time. I made mistake again. I go back. I do it, and you know, this type of thing you cannot do with maple. You have to do with your hand. Maybe you can do with maple, but I can't. Then this is the main formula that finally we got. And if you compare this formula with Steve and Winfried paper, so more or less the same, but except on the right hand side you have different function, and we check all of these and it works very well. It seems that I don't have time to talk about initial condition. 2 minutes. Oh, okay, good. So this is the end of calculation, basically. So the rest is just maple calculation, and that's it. Of course, I consider here when dx is 0, we use L'Hopital rule to get a formula. When dx is less than 0, so we use polar coordinates and etc. Now, initial condition, as I mentioned before, I call it IC for initial condition. So we have two initial conditions. So we get from the first initial condition, we get the relation between pi 0 and pi 1. And then we substitute in the second one, and we get this initial condition. And as you see, all of these are the solutions. And we are looking for the general solution, which is this sigma. And then we have to find these CIs, these coefficients. And we can find these if you go to these equations. And as Winfried says, this we use also this 1, the sum of probabilities to be 1, and then we get as long as you get C0, then you get all of CIs. Thank you.